Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be a mixture of clouds and sun. High around 41 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 24. 22 in Burlington. Milwaukee 25. It's 23 degrees in Racine. Well, the Green Bay Packers defense could stop very little, apparently, that the Washington Redskins offense threw their way last night. It led to a 42-24 win on Sunday Night Football at FedEx Field.
We're at six losses. That's the reality. We clearly understand the urgency that's in front of us. I mean, clearly understood the urgency coming into this game. So we need to get back here and assess our health, get our roster set, and get ready for Philadelphia.
Mike McCarthy's team now 4-6 with four straight losses. Packers remain third in the NFC North behind the Vikings and Lions. They both won their games on Sunday. Some disturbing news if you plan to fly anywhere for the holiday. O'Hare International Airport workers voted to strike recently, and they'll be announcing this morning when they plan to do that. Here's Bill Michaels.
About 500 workers committed to a strike after a vote Thursday. The workers involved have been trying to organize with the union's help. They work mainly for private contractors at O'Hare International. The workers are seeking union rights and a $15 per hour wage. They include baggage handlers, cabin cleaners, janitors, and wheelchair attendants. A strike could happen this week during the busy Thanksgiving travel period. I'm Bill Michaels.
Gun deer hunting season in Wisconsin opening up this past Saturday. It's the second year that hunters need to register the animals online. DNR big game ecologist Kevin Wallenfang says the registration requirements include that tag you have to get for the animal.
One of the items that we ask for is actually basically a serial number that is on that tag. So that's going to be the first key to successfully registering that deer, so we want to make sure they've got that tag in their hand when they get on the system.
More than 530,000 people purchasing licenses for the season, which ends this coming Sunday. New information from Kenosha Police about skeletal remains found back in April indicates that based on the findings of an anthropologist, the person found was an African-American male who likely had sickle cell anemia, but no DNA match has been made so far. More vague results of the testing showed the man was between 5'4 and 6 feet tall and the ages of 30 to 60. This information being put out by police in the hope that somebody will come forward to identify the man. If you had been around 83 years ago today, what happened in downtown Racine the previous afternoon would have been your likely conversation. The John Dillinger Gang's armed robbery of $28,000 from the American Bank and Trust at 5th and Main Streets downtown, which included a gun battle, a cashier, and police officer wounded, and two hostages forced to leave town with public enemy number one.
We were told when they put us in the car that any of these dumb cops, as they call them, tried to follow us, that we would be put out in front line. So whenever they met somebody on the way, it was a little bit frightening.
The late Ursula Patsky in a WRJN interview some 30 years ago explaining how she and bank president Grover Wayland were later tied to a tree in Waukesha County with shoelaces by a member of the Dillinger gang. Patsky and Wayland eventually freed themselves and got back to Racine. Future police chief Wilbur Hansen, then a sergeant, hospitalized with two gunshot wounds. 8 months later, John Dillinger was taken out by the FBI in a Chicago alley. One of the machine guns connected to Dillinger remains in the Racine Police Department's front lobby. And that bank robbery and hostage scene? They're in the very beginning of the Johnny Depp movie, Public Enemies. Wisconsin State Patrol arrested 53-year-old William Hansen of Spooner over the weekend for operating a motor vehicle under the influence. For the fifth time, happened way up north in Washburn County. News release from the DOT indicates alleged controlled substances used by Spooner, which led to his being placed in the Washburn County Jail. Buying a used car at a licensed Wisconsin dealership. They seem like a simple process, but sometimes, well, things happen, and it's best if you have some kind of purchase protection. Mark Sire with the state DMV says there is a buyer's guide on the window of the vehicle, which provides some very useful information.
Things like the mileage, the age, the vehicle's history, what it's been used for, how it's been driven, and the overall condition of the vehicle. For example, consumers need to know if the vehicle's been flood damaged, if there's been hail damage to the vehicle, if it was used as a taxi or police vehicle. Those are all things that are called title brands, and they will be on the buyer's guide.
He says licensed dealers are required to use reasonable care also when inspecting a used vehicle. It's often a good idea, he says, to have an independent mechanic inspect any used vehicle before you decide to actually buy it. And take note that state DMV offices are going to be closed for business as of Thursday, Thanksgiving, you'd expect that, but also Friday, November the 25th. Busiest times at DMV service centers, they tend to be just before or after holidays. And officials note that many self-service options are still going to be available online, like renewing a license plate or getting a title or registering a vehicle. DMV service centers will resume their regular business hours next Monday, a week from today, on November the 28th. The proposed 2017 budget for the Village of Caledonia is up for a public hearing at 6 o'clock tonight at the Eastside Community Center. With a tax rate of $6.90 per thousand of assessed value, a nickel increase, that budget includes more spending on public safety, health and human services, and debt service. The $11.1 million property tax levy, a 2.77% increase. The budget vote, the last item for the 7 p.m. regular business meeting. Well, whether or not officials from the Kenosha Community Health Care Center show up at tonight's City Council meeting, there's going to be a public hearing on its operations. Alderman David Bogdala said recently there are some questions about that and the services that are being provided at its two locations, 62nd Street and 14th Avenue, as well as 45th Street and 22nd Avenue. Bogdala raising concerns about the health center planning to expand operations into Silver Lake and even into Racine, but also cutting back on local staff and services. He ties the request to appear to the fact that the city provides CDBG grant money to KCHC. New and or transplanted smaller businesses choosing Mount Pleasant are one thing, but Village Plan Commission member Rob Underwood at a recent meeting noted that a manufacturing company with a significant amount of jobs, that would seem to be something that they'd like to have, focusing in on Kenosha County lately, but they'd welcome them greatly in Mount Pleasant, so how come we can't get them there?
It always seems like we do a lot of restaurants and things like that, but really need to see what it would really be nice to come and see somebody asking about a project. They're going to bring in some higher paying jobs with benefits, things like that, and more quantity of jobs rather than, you know, if you take a business like this, you might have 20 employees.
Interim Community Development Director Sam Schultz said that that's always a welcome situation and for which the village is looking at more from an expanded contract with the Racine County Economic Development Corporation, plus eventually hiring a new CD director.
When we hire someone new, that's definitely going to be our top priorities, is a long-range view and someone who's willing to be a great face and salesman for the village in terms of development. Secondly, the village board in its 2017 budget, which was adopted on Monday night, agreed to increase the contract of RCEDC to $40,000. They were previously just over $30,000. They're going to be helping me throughout the transition in terms of managing and monitoring economic development. They also do a lot of that manufacturing outreach.
Schultz said that one of the negatives for businesses looking at sites is the so-called rec fee, which is water service, as well as proximity to Metro Chicago is what they look for. He explained that Mount Pleasant would have a closer working relationship with RCEDC going forward. He also predicted a busy 2017 for the TIF districts by the interstate, perhaps even into 2018. Racine Unified School Board has a meeting tonight at 6:30 at the Educational Support Center. It's an action-packed agenda, literally, with some high price tag action items. Over $1.1 million to buy the former Curtin Medical Clinic building as an alternative education program site. The central office kitchen build-out required because the facilities at Gifford gave way to K-8 expansion. The low bidder for the contract, Absolute Construction, $687,000. And more than $622,000 to buy land adjacent to both Case High School and Gifford School. To increase the pool of available math and science teachers, UW Parkside is launching a biological science minor, but also adding programs to train bilingual and English as a second language teachers. Vice Provost Gary Wood explaining the looming K-12 teacher shortage is a situation they really want to get a handle on.
This generation of college students, I mean, they're extremely practical, right? So if somebody's going to invest time and resources in obtaining the bachelor's degree, they really want to know what's going to come from that. And so you have somebody weighing the time and financial resources it's going to take for them to earn a bachelor's degree and a teaching license against the salary and working conditions that are out there waiting for them. And they're saying, no, I don't want to do that.
That's a discussion with our partners at Gateway Public Radio. Some local school districts, he noted, have hired retirees on a temporary basis, though it has to be crafted so as not to jeopardize any of their pension rules. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.